The meeting in Geneva brought together regulators, researchers, clinicians, and people from the countries affected by the Ebola outbreak to discuss the needs for new diagnostics for the killer disease. One of the participants was the Foundation for Innovative New Diagnostics, FIND. It has worked with WHO to develop diagnostic tests for tuberculosis and neglected tropical diseases. Mark Perkins, Chief Scientific Officer at FIND, which is now working on diagnostics for Ebola, said participants in the meeting laid three primary goals for improved diagnostics.
One was to shorten the turnaround time for diagnosis beyond what is currently possible with the deployable or slash mobile laboratories. The second was to move out and allow rapid response teams, those intervention teams that go when they hear about some febrile cases, hear about some people looking like they have Ebola, hear about fever and contacts of Ebola patients, they go into the villages and assess those people, to equip those people with tests that they can use on site. And the third would be insights such as obstetrics hospitals or wards, birthing centers, trauma centers, where people will not get care unless they can prove that they're Ebola negative, to allow patients to get access to wet care, if you will, because they can prove they're Ebola negative.
Dr. Francis Musi, focal point for new Ebola diagnostics at WHO, said that in the three affected countries, there are now 19 mobile labs that are operational, and three more are going to be deployed.
These labs are doing a very good job, but the problem is that the technology they used, and because of the way they are located, it takes several hours to detect Ebola with these systems. It may actually take sometimes longer than this. And those labs are far away from the patients.
Dr. Musi said there are two types of rapid diagnostics that are being developed and were reviewed at the meeting. He said the experts believe that the tests will be available in the next few months and there is need to be ready to use them.
It's very important that we don't stand here saying, okay, now we have the test, what do we do with them? So we need to prepare in order to be ready to deploy them in the field as soon as they are available. So, for example, we need to see at what level of the healthcare systems we are going to deploy them, what is needed in terms of, for example, training, and so on.
Dr. Musi said there are already 19 submissions for the diagnostics tests by companies. Among these tests, he added, there are five or six that are like rapid pregnancy tests, but still require laboratory evaluations to validate the manufacturer's claims about their effectiveness. Derek Mbata, United Nations.